I want us to take a look at the scripture again this morning. And I just want to talk real quickly about three whys of baptism. There are notes here somewhere. Did they pass them out already? Thank you. I appreciate it. The three whys of baptism. What are they? Well, it says, go therefore and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son. Make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Why do we do it? The first reason why we do it is just because Jesus said so. I mean, it's that simple. You know, sometimes we try to make things so theological, so difficult, that we miss some of the true meaning that Jesus intended to leave for us. He gave us the command. Why do we do it? Because he said we're supposed to do it, right? How many of you have ever heard somebody say, because I said so? How many of you kids, your parents have said, because I said so, right? Yeah, yeah. How many of you husbands have heard, no, never mind. Sometimes, listen to me, sometimes we need to do things just because Jesus said we're supposed to do them. Now, Isaiah chapter 55 tells us, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. In other words, God knows better than we do. And if Jesus said that we are supposed to make disciples and baptize them, then we need to do that. And by the way, baptism is all about submersion. Okay? We'll talk about that in just a minute, but the word baptized means to submerse. It's not about sprinkling people. It's not about anything except for this symbol that God wants us to see. But he said, do it. So there are times that we have to do things even when we don't understand why God is asking us to do those things. It's in those times that we must trust that he knows what he is doing, even if we don't know what he's doing. And I think it's so fitting that Jesus gave us one of those things at the beginning of our faith. Because he knew that there would be other things that we would learn as his disciples that we would not understand. Other principles that he would teach us, that the Holy Spirit would bring to mind, other things as we're reading the Bible that we're going to come across, and there's going to be things about your faith that you don't completely understand. Like, why did Jesus tell me to pray about things if he already knows what the outcome's going to be? Why did Jesus tell me to give a tithe of my income? Why? I mean, there's always going to be whys in our lives. Why did Jesus ask me to forgive my enemies? And sometimes we're not going to understand why, but we just do it because he said so. And here's what I found. Sometimes the understanding comes after the obedience. Does that make sense? Sometimes we don't got it figured out. But because we obey, then later on, Jesus uses that to teach us. And we go, oh, I get it now. I get it. Okay, I know why you had me do that and do it that way. I didn't get it at the time. So let's just remember that when Jesus says do something, we need to do it. Right? So if Jesus says obey your mother and father, do we need to do that? Absolutely. We don't have a choice. We do it because Jesus said so. And I want to tell you adults today, there's so many things in Scripture that you got to quit trying to figure out the whys and the wherefores and the how comes and just do it because Jesus said to do it. You say, but I don't know how it's going to work out. I can't see. Doesn't matter. Just do it. And I think that's why he gave us this with baptism. Something important happens inside of us when we conform to his commands. He did it because his ways are higher than our ways, and we do it believing that there's a good reason and a purpose behind what he asks us. We do it believing that it's important because he said so. And we do it believing that something important happens to us. I believe something important will happen to you today, baptismal candidates, when you go under this water and you come out. Something spiritual happens. Something important happens. I can't explain it. It's just water. But something happens because Jesus said, this is what we're to do. Number two, why? Why? Because it's a statement of your faith. It's a statement of your faith. A statement says something about who you are, what you believe, and what you like, and what you don't like. Does anybody have something in your life that makes a statement? Come on, somebody give me, what's something that you have that makes a statement about you? Okay, makes a statement about you. What else? Somebody else. Something you have that makes a statement. Yes. Absolutely. It makes a statement about what you've been through and what you're trying to accomplish and where you're at now. Absolutely. Yes. Cross on the wall. Maybe you guys have a cross in your room. Maybe you wear a cross necklace. It makes a statement about who you are. One more. Anybody else? Yes. Your children. They make some statements about us, don't they? Our video earlier talked to... Go ahead. I can't get out of jail. That makes a statement about who you are. Our video showed... Use the illustration of... Yeah, forget that one, okay? Let's just move on. Our video showed the illustration of teams wearing jerseys. And they wear the jersey that represents their team, right? And it makes a statement about who they belong to, who they are, and what they're trying to accomplish. Baptism makes a statement of our faith. It says, this is who I am, and this is what I believe, and this is what I'm taking a stand for in my life. I was thinking the other day, you know, baptism is making a statement that you get it. It's like a light bulb. It's like a light bulb going off above your head and you're saying, I'm doing this because I get it. I get it. What do you get? I get that there's a God. I get that he created and he loves me. I get that there is an eternity either in heaven or hell. I get that. That's why I'm doing this. And I get that without forgiveness and salvation offered by Jesus Christ, I will never make it to heaven. That's what statement is being made when you stand in these waters today. You're saying, I get it. You're making a statement. When you stand in these waters, when you're baptized, you're saying, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he is God. I believe that he died for me. I believe that he rose from the dead, proving that all of this is true. So you're making a statement today. You're making a statement. When you get baptized, you're saying, I want to live for him. Amen. You're making a statement today. You're saying, I have asked him to forgive my sins and come into my heart. And you're making a statement today. When you get baptized, you're saying, I'm not ashamed for others to know about my faith. Acts chapter 8. Shares with us the story. It says, then Philip opened his mouth. This is about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip met this guy on the road. He talked to him about what he was reading. He was reading some scripture. He didn't understand it. He talked to him about it. He led him to an understanding of who Jesus was. And that very day, and I want you to understand that very day, then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from the scripture, he preached Jesus to him. As they went along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. Why? Because he was willing to make a statement that very day that this is who I am and this is what I believe. So you're making a statement today about who you are and what you believe and what you're going to do with the rest of your life. And then number three, put this in there this morning. Because it's the start of something new. Why baptism? Because Jesus said so. Because it's a statement of our faith. And because it's the start of something new. How many like new things? New things. How many like new things? You know? I mean, there's nothing like something that's clean and fresh and new. I mean, when you've been working outside and you're hot and you're sweaty, there's nothing like coming in, taking a shower, washing all the dirt and sweat away. You feel new, you feel refreshed. You buy a new outfit and you wear it for the first time. There's nothing like something that's new. And baptism is the start of something new in our lives. Here's what Romans chapter 6 says. And I want you to listen to this verse carefully. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. That was our illustration today. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. It's the start of something new. And you say, well, does that mean I'll never make mistakes? I'll never sin again? No, you will. But this is your start of a new life. And you'll trip along the way. You'll stumble. There'll be times. But you get up. You ask God for forgiveness. And he teaches you. And you mature and you grow and you move on. But this is the start. This is like that line in the sand that says, this is the day that I'm declaring. This is a new beginning for me. This is new life in Jesus Christ. We've been buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So the question is then, how do we maintain and grow in that new life that Christ has given us? And I think that's my biggest desire for this baptism. Anytime we do baptism, is what happens after you're baptized. You're doing it because Jesus said so. You're doing it because you made a statement of faith. But for me, the real test comes tomorrow morning. And the day after that. And the day after that. And the day after that. It's no different than my hope that I have for people who raise their hand and say, I want to pray and ask Jesus into my life. I'm elated that they do that. I'm so excited when they come to an altar and they bow a knee and they say, Jesus, I want you to come in. But the real test is what happens tomorrow. What happens the next day and the next day and the next day? Because those things are just the beginning. This is a symbol of the start. So what are you going to do to grow? And what are you going to do to mature? And what are you going to do to become more like Jesus Christ, who is alive inside of you? Honey, you can go get the kids if you want to. Romans tells us something. Romans says we definitely can't go back to the old ways, right? Should we continue in sin that grace may abound? He says, God forbid. No. So we can't go back to the old ways. How do we become spiritually transformed so that we will not quickly become aborted believers or simply casual Christians? Somebody said the other day, it's tragic when because of a physical affliction, a child fails to mature and mentally remains a baby for life. It's even more tragic when a person becomes a child of God through salvation and then fails to mature spiritually. Receiving life is not enough. You must nourish that life. So, Jesus gives us the key in Matthew 28, 20. Now, we read Matthew 28, 19, but I want us to look at Matthew 28, 20, the very next verse. And it brings to life, how are we going to mature? It says that we are to teach these new disciples, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, and then what? Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So how do we do it? We do it by doing two things. We obey what Jesus said. We learn it. Somebody's got to teach us. We've got to either be studying ourselves or somebody, we've got to be in fellowship with others so that they can teach us. We obey that, but then we know this fact, that Jesus is with us always. He's not just with us here today. As you take a step of baptism, he's with you every day to help you grow, to help you love him more, and to learn who he is. How do we do that? We read and study and we memorize the Bible. We pray and talk to God every day. Kids, talk to God every day. Sometime during your day, talk to God. He's there. He listens. Attend church regularly. These are things that Jesus told us to do. Attend church regularly. Study the Bible with and have fellowship with like-minded believers. And strive for obedience to the things that you are learning. The whys of baptism. That's why we do it. So let's do it. Let's take that step. Let's believe God that he's going to do great things in those who are being baptized today. Baptismal candidates.